So, as I said earlier on, our aspiration in meditation is to be present, to be fully present, alert, attentive to how things are. What I usually like to do to start with is to take some time to be with the body and to support a settling of the body, because when the body is settled and reasonably comfortable, then that supports a settling of the mind. So to begin with, we establish our posture, whether sitting on the floor or on a chair. The idea is to try to sit in a posture that supports an attitude of alertness. So rather than leaning back or relaxing too much, there's a sense of uprightness, a sense of poise and balance. And at the same time, a sense of ease. The eyes can be closed or slightly open if you prefer. And we hold the head in the position so that if the eyes are open, we're looking straight ahead. So the head's nicely up. We take a moment or two just to be aware of the body from the inside. What can we notice? We notice the feeling of pressure as we sit on the mat or the cushion or the chair. We're aware of that. We bring that into present moment awareness. This is something we can feel, we can notice directly. It's not something we think about. Rather, we direct the awareness to be aware of the sensations of the body sitting. We notice how the trunk of the body feels. Any sense of warmth or vibration or discomfort, tension. We're aware of the shoulders and then the head perched on the top of the neck. Taking the awareness around the body, relaxing. With the in-breath, we breathe in through the heart center. Breathe in a sense of drawing in the healing energy of the air. With the out-breath, directing that to the different parts of the body as I mentioned them. So we begin with the head, with the scalp, the top, the sides, the back of the head. Noticing how that feels and seeing if you can notice it loosen and soften. Gently breathing through, directing the breath energy through the muscles of the scalp. Just allowing a gentle softening, relaxing of the scalp. And we attend to the face, to the front part of the head, knowing that for this time we don't need to be concerned about its appearance. We can let it loosen and soften. Breathing through the muscles of the forehead, around the eyes and the mouth and the jaw. Just letting it loosen, letting it slacken. Not concerned about how it looks. Resting. we bring awareness to the shoulder area. And for most of us, the shoulders are probably a little bit hunched up. And as we relax, as we breathe through, releasing tension, we can feel them drop slightly. The back of the neck and the shoulder area becoming loose, becoming soft. Noticing the weight of the arms. Breathing down through the arms, the upper arms, the forearms, wrists, palms and fingers, so that the hands rest loosely on the knees or in the lap, whatever's comfortable. Aware now of the trunk of the body, the chest area, the heart center. Breathing in through the heart center, with the out-breath directing the healing, soothing breath energy to relax, to soften, to open in the heart center. Moving down into the solar plexus area, the middle part of the body, where there can be a lot of tension, a lot of agitation and excitement. Just taking a moment to notice how that area is, to allow the breath to support a settling, a calming in the solar plexus area. Next, we take a few very, very deep breaths down into the belly, taking all the time in the world to fill the lungs completely with air, expanding the whole torso, holding it for a moment, and then a long, slow, easy exhalation. Really enjoying the sensation of the body breathing deeply with a sense of ease, a sense of well-being. There's no hurry. Breathing down through the legs, releasing tension from the muscles of the thighs, around the knees, the calves, ankles, feet. If there's pain or discomfort in the legs, often just breathing through in this way, relaxing, settling, can be enough to relieve that discomfort. But if you really need to change posture, that's absolutely fine. Just taking time to do it gently. So as not to disturb the others around you. Finally, we bring awareness to the back part of the body, the muscles around the spine, beginning at the base of the skull, and just little by little allowing the awareness, the breath energy, to release tension from the neck area, the back of the shoulders, the rib cage, down into the waist area, right down to the base of the spine. So that's a sense of ease, and at the same time a sense of poise, alertness, attentiveness to this moment, to this breath. We're aware of the in-breath as it happens, the movement of the chest wall, expansion of the chest cavity, so that the air can rush into the lungs, held there for a moment, and then the out-breath as the air is compressed out. We find our own easy, natural rhythm, and we attune to that. Aware of the in-breath as it happens, aware of the out-breath as it happens, enjoying the sensation of breathing in, enjoying the sensation of breathing out. When there are thoughts, we set those to one side. We try to keep the awareness with the breath as we experience it here, now. Don't worry if the mind is very active, very agitated. This is normal. But we keep coming back to the next breath with infinite patience, humility, a sense of calm. If you find that using a word or a phrase is helpful as an extra support, by all means use that, whether the Buddhist mantra, Bud on the in-breath, Do on the out-breath, or some kind of secular word, breathing in, breathing out, here, now, whatever's helpful. If you suddenly realize that you've lost the breath and are thinking about something that might happen in the future or that has happened in the past, simply notice, acknowledge what's happened, and come back to the next breath. Leave it to one side. If it's important, you can attend to it later. But right now, we're with this breath, this moment. It can be helpful to check from time to time. Notice how it's going. Are you feeling very drifty, very sleepy, dreamy? If that's the case, you need to put more effort. Stay alert, stay attentive, open the eyes if necessary. Or you may be finding yourselves tensing up, trying too hard, shoulders getting tense, face getting tense, and that's a sign to take time to relax again, as we did at the beginning. So there's a sense of ease, and also we're alert, attentive, but not tense.